We appreciate you guys so much. I'm Matthew Curry. We hope to see y'all real soon. when it seems there's no end to your trouble, my friend. Shine on when the load seems too great and you suffer the weight. Shine on, just look to the sky, stop wondering why. Will you shine on? 'Cause there's no expectation of endless salvation. So you got to shine on like a beacon of light in a big endless storm, like the sun up above, so safe and so warm. Hold your brothers and sisters in the dark that form the tongue. Just give me a chance to give in. Oh yeah, shine on. For no one, so don't leave things undone. Yeah, you shine on. Well, it won't last forever. Let's all come together. Well, when shine on, when your brother can't stand, just hold out your hand. Yeah, you shine on. There's one thing
some guy
I
down there
know.
Blowing hard.
Oh, you reap what you sow.
If you're on his knees, or he's a midget.
The hell
so you,
you
got to shine on. Like a beacon of light in a big endless storm. Like the sun up above, so safe and so warm. Hold your brothers and sisters in the dark before the dawn. Just give them the chance to give them. Whoa, 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 shine on.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We'll see you next time.
Trash can. He made it out of part of a barn and part of a chicken coop.
Maybe part of a chicken.
Maybe part of a chicken too. We don't know.
Damn sun again. That damn sun again.
On this next one.
Woo!
And I'm talking about some banjo music. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Good. I'm feeling psyched. I'm feeling energetic now. I got my blood pumping on them last three songs, and I'm ready to push it on the way through to the end of this show. Yeah. You guys feeling the same way?
Woo!
All right. Let's get a good groove on this next one.
Yeah. Fucking groove on.
Huh?
Get your motherfucking groove on.
1, 2, 3.
Ow!
Hey, no man, don't bother them. Hey, no man, just
train like you've been doing.
Must I holler? Hey. Must I holler? Hey. must have hung. I got a horse. Why got a horse? Why got a holler? Why got a holler? Why got a holler? Why got a holler? I see a mustache. Holler. Oh, mustache. Shake him on down.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face? Don't don't you mind? People pretty in your face.
Thank you. The fun meter is pegged out.
I broke the fun meter.
We'll fix it.
Thank you.
on stage, we haven't played a solo all night, that's Mr. Scott Leeper. We're gonna do a washed up bass solo. You'll ever see something like that. Mr. Scott Leeper on that one string wash tub bass doing a great. Thank you.
tonight, y'all can say y'all heard it first.
I don't know if I was the devil.
surrender for me, please.
Edition of Blue Collar Blues. The first part of it was recorded at a place called Windy City Blues Fest. It was held in Lyons, Illinois. It was the first one they've done. It was a very nice day. It's a nice venue. Hopefully the crowds will grow as the years go by, but First guy is Matthew Curry. He's a good young guitarist from Bloomington, Illinois. He's, I'd say he's more of a rocker than he is a blues guy, but he's fun to watch. He's a good singer and he's a good good musician. And the next band is a Ben Miller band. I really wouldn't say they're a blues band. If you're gonna put a label on them, I'd say they like Americana, almost Appalachian. Some of the stuff like mountain music. They had one instrument that was made out of a piece of a barn and something else. I forget what it was. Some kind of stringed instrument, but it was very entertaining. They're young people from Arkansas. They're very, very fun to watch, and they were. So if you get a chance to see these guys, I'd definitely do it. Oh, of course, Matthew Curry too, as far as that goes. And then Ivy Ford, and this was from Friends of the Blues show held in the Kankakee Valley Boat Club in Kankakee, Illinois. It's kind of a nice venue, but it's, I don't know, there's no stage or anything. It's not my favorite venue, but anyway, Ivy Ford, young female guitarist, good vocals, good guitar player. She needs to, I'd like to see her do more original stuff, or even a lot of these blues bands now, if you're going to do covers, do some covers that, that nobody really hears a lot. There's a lot of these covers people play are just, the same thing over and over, and it gets tiresome. And unless you're somebody like Rory Gallagher who could really reinvent songs. There's a few people that can do it, but not a whole, and most of them are dead. So anyway, I'm gonna give my 2 cents worth a little bit on this this new bullshit that's going on in the Supreme Court. There's a lot of things people forget on this deal. This Supreme Court is supposed to be impartial. Any court, judges, they're supposed to be impartial. They're there to interpret the law. They're not there to bring their prejudices or biases or political leanings into decisions. And anybody that doesn't understand that needs to educate themselves, because this thing's turned into a fucking farce. This guy has an obvious, I'd say, there's a lot of problems with the whole deal, but the main thing is he's a partisan hack. And why on earth would you want a partisan hack on the Supreme Court? It shouldn't be about that. It should be about this guy's ability to serve on the Supreme Court. And obviously he took himself out of the running when he, went on his fucking little rants and raves and crying and all that shit. I don't care, if a guy wants to show emotion, that's one thing, but the way he was showing emotion, it showed he's frustrated with the system, and he's pissed off because he feels like, Christ Almighty, he's bringing up conspiracy theories and shit about Hillary Clinton and all that. Come on, man. Another thing, he's not telling the truth about certain things, and he evaded all kinds of questions. I know a little bit about the drinking part of it because I, had my bouts with alcohol, and And one thing drunks don't like is being questioned about their drinking. And you could see he didn't like it. And, you know, denial's one thing. It's a big part of the disease. And obviously he's into denial pretty heavy. And, I mean, when he turned it around on that one senator, you know, asking her if she drank and all that, you know, I mean, come on, dude. You know, be honest about this thing. But anyway, that's my two cents, and I hope they throw his ass out of there. And you know, it won't make any difference. They'll just get another Republican hack in there. But you know, this guy, he's got absolutely no business being in there. And hopefully, they'll try to get somebody in there that isn't just going to do their bidding. And if those offices are going to be politicized, then we need to be able to vote for them. And that's one of my main bitches with people in power. I'm talking about people in power in general. I first ran into it with the unions. I mean, there's things that should be voted on by everybody, not just, and decisions not just made by people in power. And I think hopefully people are starting to recognize that. We don't, you know, lost the presidency because of some archaic law. 3 million people's votes didn't count. I mean, that's a big deal. It's time to, you know, to wake up to what, and speak truth to power. It's, I mean, to me, a lot of that stuff was refreshing when those two women had Flake cornered in that elevator. That was speaking truth to power, and we need a whole lot more of that. So enjoy the music. Have a good life. Take care.